Hey, Matt.
Neer Geis, nice to meet you.
That's a cool name.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it sounds very scientific. And name of your company is what?
I'm Neer Geis of Neutron. Neutron is a cybersecurity company.
Okay.
I guess it's very surprising, right?
Yeah. Well, what do you guys do specifically?
So we are an endpoint security company, but I know endpoint security sounds quite used, right? There are tons of companies, but unlike tons of companies, we are actually a very different endpoint security company. So we are actually can protect the endpoint from almost anything.
Now that's a big statement. So narrow that down for me. Give me some focus on that.
So unlike, again, the tons of companies, I guess you were there, Chuck, and you saw all these companies.
Yeah.
There are great companies to protect very specific problems.
That's true. And and each corporation might have 50 of them doing 50 different things.
That's absolutely true. And the CISO of the organization now understands that. He understands that he will need to buy infinite, not just 50, infinite number of products to protect against infinite number of problems. So 50 is today's number. It will be 100 tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So we can actually protect you from all types of threats because we are not a threat-specific solution. We are not trying to protect you against ransomware or an exploitation or email security. We actually develop what we call threat-agnostic defense approach, which is, as it sounds, agnostic to the threat. We can actually protect against anything.
All right. Now, that's pretty amazing. How do you do that?
So that's because we simply don't care about the threat. Unlike many companies, we don't research threats. We have nothing to do with threats at Neutron. We don't research threats, vectors of attacks, methodologies of attacks. We love to say that we are actually doing the exact opposite of that. Instead of running after threats, again, we have nothing to do with them. We have a small group of people that will always remain small because we don't need to know all the threats. And they actually map the entire operating system of a computer. They map the legitimate ways of how an operating system works. So by understanding all the ways to delete a file, for example, we can protect you against any file deletion.
That's very clever.
Be it whatever it is, any threat. Yeah.
Now, we've had a lot of people talking about just what you're saying, some really brilliant companies, brilliant ideas, a couple of people thinking out of the box. One of them, a friend of mine, said, listen, I don't really care about the threat in one way. Everybody's going to get in. Remember, Dorothy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're all going to get in. Nothing you can do to stop them. So when your software company says, I'm going to stop them, they're going to slow them down. He says, listen, I don't care about that. Once they're inside, what I care about is how well the organization protects their data internally. And I'm hearing that from you. If you're mapping my organization, that my on a safe day when nobody's there, it works like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and all of a sudden it starts working 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, you know something's wrong, right? Is that the gist of it?
That's true. I absolutely agree that eventually the attempt to prevent the attacker from getting in is a losing war. I mean, they will get in.
Right.
The number of ways to get in is infinite by definition. There will be always a way to get in. The question is, what happens after the attacker gets in? But unlike other companies that are trying to prevent only the damage to data, we can protect you from anything once I gets in. But actually, if you have our solution, Paranoid, which is Neutron's product installed.
What's it called?
Paranoid.
Well, that's a good name.
Paranoid is Neutron's system to protect your endpoint using threat agnostic defense approach. If you will have Paranoid prior to that attack, the attacker will not even be able to get in because the way we see the infection phase of the attack involves some damage according to our definition. So we understand if the attacker is trying to do something wrong, which involves infection. We'll prevent that infection. But even if you install us after the fact, after the attacker is in, we will prevent the next step of the attack.
Where do you layer this Paranoid product?
You ask about the name of the product?
I understand the name, but where specifically? I mean, the server level, application, the IoT level?
Sorry, okay. So we protect the any type of an endpoint, be it the actual end user or the server. So basically the endpoints and that includes the servers. But Paranoid itself resides at the operating system level, which is the kernel level.
Excellent. The kernel level. So that being said, you spoke about the defense tactic. Mm-hmm. How does that technology address insider threat?
Great question. So, as a threat agnostic defense approach, we don't mind. We simply don't care if the attack is coming from the inside, the outside. As I said, also if it's already in once you install us. So, if for example there will be an insider that uses a malicious flash drive, which is pretty common. attack methodology these days. The most sensitive organizations and the most known attacks recently used flash drive in order to attack the machine. We'll be able to protect that as well. So we simply don't care if the attacker is coming from the inside, the outside, if he's already there. That's the essence of our approach.
In that particular example, this goes back to yesterday, we talked about the flash drive shooting out.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you do that? How would you know? Is it immediate, such that, you know, desktop 123.5 located in New York has a malicious
flash drive
and okay. You shut it down immediately?
We will be able to immediately is even a little bit too late. In real time, we will prevent every illegitimate activity because Paranoid analyzes every simple activity on the operating system. Hundreds of thousands of activities in a second. We analyze each one of them and we understand if each one of them makes sense in real time. So if, for example, you want to delete a file on your machine legitimately, you will take your mouse, you will point on that file, you will right-click that file, you'll get a menu. Imagine that our team at Neutron, instead of trying to run after all the threats in the world, instead of doing this, they just map precisely this way of deleting a file legitimately as well as all the other ways to delete a file.
Now, is it unique to Dorothy's computer, or is this... So if a hacker was doing it, there would be no mouse movement, probably. Mm-hmm. He'd be deleting it from inside the server, right? Or copying it from inside the server.
If the hacker is trying to delete
the
file, first of all, he will need to try to mimic a legitimate behavior.
Oh, he will.
And today's attackers just don't need to do that.
Right.
They need to bypass signatures. They need to bypass AI, things like that. Our attackers will try to hack our system. They will need to make sure that every step they take makes sense. And that's the closest thing to impossible.
Very interesting.
It is.
Have you ever heard of something like that?
I have not.
Very cool. Very
cool. I mean, I have obviously heard about, you know, the red team, blue team, white team, and, you know, the companies that hire hacking teams to assess vulnerabilities and resiliency. But this is really what you're doing, and defensive tactic is part of resiliency strategy that every CISO needs to have.
I agree. Absolutely.
Now, who can afford this? Is it only for big companies? Can the average small business use it or what?
So we had to choose our market eventually, although we are here to take over the world and to protect everybody,
and that's
what we will do eventually. We decided to start with the enterprises. We believe that the organizations that are more exposed to targeted attacks, to unknown threats, is our market. So, yeah, the larger organizations, I would say.
Give me some time of the type of the markets you're in, the verticals. Energy, defense, I mean, where are you working?
So we already have airlines, healthcare, banks, governmental. I mean, we believe that all segments of the market are exposed, but we are shooting to more of the larger organizations.
Now, you got any good stories you can share with us about a successful shutdown?
I will not share any of my customers' experience.
Oh, no, not customers' names, just like a
we already
a fake story that you can tell us.
we already prevented national level attacks on different airlines around the world.
Oh, good.
We actually could
not United, I think, though, because United, you got to get it better, all right?
But no,
we will
mentioned.
Not get to names, but it was amazing actually to see how the attacker couldn't tell what stops him. I mean, it's amazing because attackers got used to be stopped or not at very specific phases of the attack, and in our case, we could tell in real time how the attacker is trying to do this and that, and he's keep trying, and he don't get what stops him because he just don't use to be stopped at this point. So it was actually a real time fight. He's just trying different methods, and we are blocking him. And that was very,
he must
have
been very surprised.
It was very surprising. He didn't understand how this system works.
Nero, what keeps you awake at night? What do you worry about?
Exactly these kind of things. You know, the thought that there is something out there that will be able to bypass that. Although we are very sure that there is no such a thing, we will always keep trying to make our system more and more sophisticated and be sure that we provide a threat-agnostic defense.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Excellent. Give us your website one more time.
It's Neutron.com, NYOTRON.com.
Thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Stay tuned for another live interview in a few minutes. I am very excited and impressed with your
Thank
product.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Producer, hit those two buttons again. We're out.